left. So I thank you so much, both of you, for coming. And
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And thank you for having us.
It just, I think that what your work you're doing is awesome, and just keep it up.
Thank you so much. I really do.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
See you again next week, same time, same station. And try to stay healthy, folks, and go get a screening for colon cancer and breast cancer.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said earlier today that the Senate passage of a tax bill on schedule proves the overhaul can be done. One of the differences that will have to be worked out is the income tax brackets. Now, McCarthy believes that this is something that can be worked out, and the lower, the better.
I would actually like to go lower on a personal basis. I don't think you should punish people for being successful. They have 7 rates. We have 4. We'll work that out. I would always go to a lower rate.
And just how confident is McCarthy that a bill will get passed?
There's not a lot of differences, but there are some, and we'll come to a common ground and get it done.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, has a new book out titled Let Trump Be Trump. Now, the book actually is released tomorrow, but Lewandowski's making the rounds. Lewandowski joined the Today Show today to discuss some of the meals had on the campaign trail.
We would fly around this gorgeous 757, $100 million aircraft, and we'd be living on McDonald's.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who was living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
Well, news came out earlier today that President Donald Trump endorsed Republican Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate race, which race happens next Tuesday. Yesterday on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked his thoughts on the race.
I'm going to let the people of Alabama make the call. This election's been going on a long time. There's been a lot of discussion about it. They're going to make the decision a week from Tuesday.
Polls in the Alabama Senate race are too close to call. A huge healthcare merger is announced. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Drugstore giant CVS buying Aetna Insurance in a $69 billion deal, an agreement that comes following the boards of both companies unanimously approving it Sunday. CVS says combining the two companies gives them a unique chance to give people access to high-quality health care at a lower cost. It would also brace CVS for Amazon's possible entry into the drug sales business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A handful of elected officials in California are turning down a bump in their paycheck. Jason Campidonia has the details.
The California Citizens Compensation Commission voted for the 3% pay increase back in June. State Senator Josh Newman from Orange County says he doesn't want the wage hike because he's brand new to the office. Three state assembly members are also turning down the pay raise, which goes into effect today. Governor Jerry Brown will now be making just under $200,000 a year.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talks about the government shutdown or possible government shutdown this Friday. He's telling everyone to just relax. Take a listen.
That's a ridiculous position. There is no crisis. The president has given us until March to address the issue of these undocumented children who came into the country, a very legitimate case here, through no choice of their own, and are in a kind of difficult spot, but there's no emergency. The president's given us until March.
The majority leader also has some strong comments for his friends on the left.
I don't think the Democrats would be very smart to say they want to shut down the government over a non-emergency that we can address anytime between now and March.
Facebook has a new app called Messenger Kids. Now, it's raising some safety concerns among some parents, but this mom says she appreciates Facebook trying to help keep kids safe online.
I think it's very important that parents know who their kids are talking to, that they know that the conversations are appropriate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're in the studio live. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. I'm going to be talking today with Tracy and Kara, who are on the phone on hold. They're muted right now, so we can get down to the business of things. So we always start out with our quote. And today we're talking about helping other people, people that maybe aren't able to afford their energy costs and aren't familiar with the low-income home energy assistance program. And we're going to talk a little bit about the regulations and how easy it is to help others. And so, in starting that with our tradition of a quote, it's by Buddha today, and it says, "It's so simple, and yet it is so clear. If you light a lamp for somebody, it will also brighten your path." So that's a little bit of our wisdom here today, tying that into our show. Do a quick commercial, and then when I come back, I'm going to unmute our guests. Stay with us.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, and we have the weather. We are looking at a 50-degree day today. It's pretty nice, considering it is December. I know we forget about that, but it's December 4th, so it's not too bad having a 50-degree day. You're going to love the forecast for tomorrow. We do have some showers, but we have a high of 58, which is lovely. I know we had a cold start this morning and a lot of dense fog in some areas, but it turned out to be beautiful. Tomorrow we might have some of that rain, but 58 degrees on December 5th, I am down with that. Wednesday, we have a chance of showers, but again, it's 47 degrees. Thursday's our sunny day, but a high only of 41. Our low Thursday night, though, is 25, and that's the lowest that we get this week. Friday night, I know there's a chance of that S word. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it, really, but it starts with an S, and it's four letters, so you can guess it, okay? We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, and we're back in the studio, and I have on the phone with me Tracy O'Connor and Kara Kays. Is that right? Are we all on live here?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're here.
Excellent. Great. So you are the brains behind the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program that NorWestCAP operates in several counties, Somerset, Hunterdon, Sussex, and Warren County, and it is a statewide program. So let's just jump right in and tell people exactly what this program means and what it does.
Well, LIHEAP itself stands for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. And basically what we do is that we are a grant program that can help supplement low-income households with the main source of heat in the home and also to assist with small monthly credits off of electric and natural gas utilities.
And this time of year, it's especially important to remind people about this benefit program. It is a program that requires an annual process to determine eligibility, but a lot of people, especially our seniors, I find, they may be eligible for the program, but they never thought to apply. So this is a great way to start doing some outreach and talk a little bit in detail about who is eligible for this program. So, Kara, this is a national program. It's funded through the Department of Energy, but here in New Jersey, it is available in every county. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And in order to apply, what type of income should a person have?
Well, it's a low income, you know, that does go by, fall under the federal poverty level of 200% for the heating assistance. But what you could do in order to see if you are income qualified is that you could go on to the State of New Jersey website and type in LIHEAP, or, you know, call maybe your local senior service office or social service office to see if they would have, or call NorWestCAP to see what the income guidelines are.
And
each year, because they do change from year to year.
Okay, and I do have on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page a link that I put up this afternoon that does give you the state guidelines and the income information. And generally, there are other requirements besides income to be eligible for this program. I know for certain you can't be receiving if you're living in a housing authority and you're not responsible for your heating costs, you wouldn't be eligible for the heating program, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
The main two guidelines are income qualification, to be under the income guideline for your household size, and you also need to have a heating bill in a household member's name, or a heating account in a household member's name.
Okay.
Those are the two main guidelines for the as well as other documents.
Do you want to go over some of those other, mention a few of those other documents for people?
Well, when you initially apply for the first time, you're going to receive our large three-page application. So for, let's say you have a household of four, we will require Social Security cards for everybody in the home. The type of residence that you live in, what I mean is if you are a renter, a copy of your lease. If you're a homeowner, a copy of a property tax bill, just to verify that you do reside in that residence, a heating bill, electric bill, and then anybody 18 or over, we do require 1 month of gross income.
Okay, and I'll just give people a little bit of history. Since you're with NorWestCAP and it's part of the Community Service Block Grant funding, the LIHEAP program was reauthorized under the Omnibus Act in 1981, which changed how most of the CSBG organizations did business and where their funding came from and what department in the federal government they were really reporting to. So with the LIHEAP program, there's certainly the eligibility changes every year, as Kara mentioned, but what it really is there for is to help the low-income individuals be certain that they can afford their heating costs. And one of the questions I get asked a lot, so we'll ask Kara, is that, well, I've had the same, and many times this question comes from our senior population. They've been dealing with the same oil provider, especially in Hunterdon County or in our rural counties, for decades. And now they're afraid that, and it's a local person, and they always come. If they run out of fuel, they'll come and help them and not charge them. So they're always concerned that this means that there are only certain places they can get their oil. Can you address that?
Well, that is incorrect. The way that the benefits for the oil-heated homes or any deliverable fuel homes comes out is they two-party checks. It'll be when it comes to the household home, it'll be in that person, whoever, the main person who applied. And then the second part of the check will say for your heating supplier. So it's a very generic. It's generic. So you can send it to who you always have used for years and years and years. And if you don't need a delivery at that time, they keep the money in your account as a credit. Or if you would like to even call around to see at that time who has the lowest price, and you can send it on off to whoever you would actually like. But you, once you send it to an oil company and say you get say you're able to keep some money as a credit, that money has to stay in that one oil company's account. It can't be moved around to another oil company after you send the benefit check in.
Okay, and I think that what people want to know, you answered, that they can continue to maintain a relationship that they have with an oil provider, and they can continue to have heat in their homes and work with their local company that they're familiar with. A lot of times people are nervous about making changes, so I think that should set some people at ease, and maybe if they were contemplating perhaps calling, that will really set them off in the right direction. I have to do a quick commercial. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the low-income home energy assistance program and what this service really means in the community. Stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back here in the studio talking about the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, which is a program that is administered by NorWestCap in several counties. It's a federal program, and it's available statewide. So this program, again, is to help people that have home heating or cooling costs that are low income. And the program is able to help individuals so that they can afford these necessary costs. It is a program, as Kara stated earlier, that it does require eligibility guidelines each year. So the application years are always different, Right now, the applications are open through October 1st, and the state is estimating that it will close around April 30th. That is subject to change, but you are currently accepting applications now, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And before we talk to Tracy about the USF program, I just wanted to clarify one thing. We talked about a two-party check for your cost of your fuel benefit if you are receiving oil, but you know, certainly if you have if you have different types of energy assistance in your home, does that automatically, you know, can you change your, do you need to change your electric supplier? Tell us a little bit about that, please.
No, how it works is that if you are go under what we would call a deliverable fuel, which would be an oil, kerosene, propane. Sometimes we have some households that heat with wood, and we even have a few homes that still heat with coal. You all would receive two-party checks. Like it would be in the, whoever the main applicant in his name, and it says for your heating supplier. If you are heating your home with a utility company such as Elizabethtown Gas, PSE&G, or JCP&L, the utility companies usually have a rating on your bills that we can go by to verify that that is the heating source. So if you are a utility company, they have inputted a system in our, when we enter in the information, where the benefits go directly to your account because we have your account number, and then it just shows up on your bills as credit.
Excellent. And I think that's really important for people to know that if the eligible household heats with natural gas or electricity, as Kara said, the payment goes directly to the utility company that's already been worked out as the LIHEAP provider. So just the other bit of information we want to just summarize again is if you live in public housing and you are not responsible for your heating, then you would not be eligible. The only way you would be eligible is if you pay for your own heating costs and you make those payments directly to the fuel supplier.
That's correct.
Excellent. Thank you so much for clarifying that. I wanted to then, if we can, move on to the Universal Service Fund program, because people see this on the LIHEAP application, and I think it can be a little bit confusing. Can we get a little 411 on the USF program?
Sure. When you apply for LIHEAP, you also are applying for the USF program, which is called the Universal Service Fund program. This program was created by the state of New Jersey to help with natural gas and electric bills to be more affordable for the low-income households. If they're eligible, USF can lower the amount that they pay each month on their electric or gas bill. The income guidelines are 175% of the federal poverty level, which is a little bit lower than the Home Energy Assistance Program. But most people who receive LIHEAP will receive USF.
And that is, as you said, it's done in one application. So when they're making one application for the LIHEAP program, they also are applying for USF, and they can also check off the weatherization program too, right?
Correct. Yep, that is correct.
Excellent. So you get to, with the LIHEAP and the USF, you get to apply for two benefit programs at the same time, which with a state program, I mean, we just have to have a moment of silence, I think, to be able to be that efficient, right?
Right. There's also the cooling assistance is included in that application.
Okay, let's talk about that. We haven't really mentioned that.
Well, the cooling assistance has to be considered medically necessary. You need to fill out, and your physician would need to fill out a form stating that you would benefit from it. It's a $200 benefit. It goes out in May. It's, you know, a one-time benefit only in May. And people who do live in subsidized housing that do not pay for their heat, if they use an air conditioner, they are eligible to receive that benefit as well.
That's a very, very important point. So the best thing to do at any time really is if you know, to look on these websites, call your, if you're a senior, call your Office on Aging or call any of the local LIHEAP programs to make sure that you're getting all of the benefits that you're eligible for, because we know that the cost of utilities and heating fuel and cooling really can be astronomical. It's not affordable, and especially those that have very limited income, it's very difficult to be able to afford your bill. And then what happens is you start having a large balance, and then your service is terminated, and then you have these really high reinstatement fees, which is what we try to avoid. We try to make certain that people can maintain their utilities. And I know the USF has a fresh start component of the program. Tracy, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. For to be eligible for the Fresh Start program, if you've never applied for LIHEAP before or never received a heating assistance at all, then it's your first time. What they'll do is when you go in for the USF, they put you in, and if you have a back balance, what they'll do is it's called the Fresh Start program. They put you on the Fresh Start program. They take that balance that you owe, and they put it aside. And as long as you are capable of paying your bill every month for 12 months, they forgive that amount. So if you owe $3,000 on a back balance when you first sign up for LIHEAP and you put that away, they take that away and put that to the side. And as long as you pay your bill one time every month for 12 months, they'll forgive that $3,000. You won't owe it anymore.
That is an incredible benefit.
But it's once in a one time only, once in a lifetime thing that they do it.
Benefit.
So if you can only get it once.
Okay. Well, hopefully they will only need it one time. That's always our hope here. And I wanted to mention also about the LIHEAP program. It gets very confusing for all of us if you are receiving a SNAP benefit, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. Do you have to apply? What should people do that are in our counties and they have a current benefit through the SNAP program?
Well, what that means basically, with how I try to explain it to our clients who call in, is that they just have to bypass doing an application with NorWestCAP. Majority of the time is that we still have to assist them if they need extra assistance, like when we have our funding available for shutoff notices, or a lot of times when households tend to move from the time that their information is provided for heating assistance from SNAP, and then they have to do an application anyway. But generally, if you receive your benefit through your SNAP case, it just means at the time of your recertification, you were automatically processed through our program to receive the heating assistance benefit.
Okay.
But we always tell people to give us a call to check to make sure that everything is going through correctly, because we would still have to correct any misinformation or an address change or a heating source change, or if a household member has moved, we ultimately still are responsible for the benefit.
And I am going to remind people that if they are receiving these benefits, it will not make them lose any other assistance, that it will not affect any other benefits that are state or county benefits, and that they should definitely apply if they think they can receive a food stamp benefit along with the USF or the LIHEAP program. It really is something they should look at the income guidelines for and try to apply for.
You can receive SNAP and you can receive heating assistance. It's just that in heating assistance, you have to have a member of the household have a heating bill in their name.
Okay, and we just remind people, it is an annual program, and each year you do have to apply. People always, I'll get the frantic calls, but I received the benefit last year, and last year is last year. This year, your income changes, things fluctuate. You do have to make sure that you're eligible each and every year. Okay. And what happens if someone had an income change during the year? So maybe when they applied, they were deemed not eligible because they had too much income. And then somewhere a few months later, the application process is still open, but they were laid off from their job. Is there anything they can do?
Well, yes, they can call in and ask. They have to reach out to us to tell us that there is an income change in the household. So as long as we have an application in or a recertification form in, what we do is require 1 month of income, 1 month of the current income that they are receiving now if there's an income change. Once a benefit is issued out, then the income change, of course, will not apply until the following year, you know, when you renew again. But as long as you did not receive a heating assistance benefit for the heating season year and you do have an income change in the household, we can always review income and see if that would help.
Excellent. And I wanted to mention one other thing, and that is a lot of times people think that with the moratorium, if there is a balance, that their utility can never be shut off. But except for the winter termination program, which is November 15th to March 15th, if you're in USF, LIHEAP, or any of the other programs that we talked about, and you do have a termination, you really are protected with the winter termination program. Is that right?
Well, kind of. So if you are you have a shutoff notice at the time, but you've never received any type of assistance before, you are not going to be covered under the moratorium program or the winter termination program. You would have to apply with your county or Norwest CAP to see if you are heating assistance eligible. And then once a benefit is issued out to the account, to the utility company then will mark your account up as, you know, the type of assistance program. And then hopefully next year your account will automatically be marked up to receive the moratorium, to be filed under moratorium.
But
if you have received the assistance program in the previous years, it is up to the client to contact customer service to make sure their account is marked to be under the winter moratorium or the winter termination program.
Okay, and the customers that the LIHEAP individuals that are in the process but have not been approved for the program, their utility service can still be terminated?
Yes, it can.
Okay, great. We just want to be clear on that because it's another thing where there's a lot of misconceptions that are hanging around there. So we're going to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, and we're back here in the studio to talk a little bit more about the LIHEAP program, USF, benefit programs that are really important to our low-income residents that really help with the essential services. Have on the phone with me today, not in the studio, which my chairs are a little lonely and sad, but we're on the phone with Tracy O'Connor and Kara Case, who work for Norwest CAP at the LIHEAP program that essentially administers four counties. And one question that we had earlier was from a participant. If they were on the program last year, Tracy or Kara, and they haven't yet received their paperwork to apply this year, what should they do?
They should give us a call so that we can make sure that they get an application and get it back to us as soon as possible.
Great. So, and how should they do that?
They can just call our number and request an application for the home energy program. And the number is area code 908-454-4778. And they can speak to one of the girls and just tell them that they'd like to apply for home energy, and we'll mail them out an application.
Excellent. And how long does it take to process an application for the program?
Usually anywhere from 30 to 60 days. Depends on, you know, how many applications you receive from each county. We do receive thousands of applications, so it does take a while to process them. So the state, you know, allows us 30 to 60 days to process them.
So people should know that you are processing and approving benefits of over 5,000 individuals that are just approved, but of course you process many more applications than that.
That's correct. Yes, it is.
So
we also have emergency assistance.
Okay,
when emergency assistance becomes available.
Can we talk a little bit about that, please?
Sure. When the state releases funding for emergency assistance, it's usually after the first check run, which is usually at the end of December. And what it is from the end of December till March 15th, when the winter moratorium is up, anyone who heats their home with fuel, propane, gas, or coal can receive a emergency benefit if they're running out. And they can receive up to $450. And that's what that gets paid through the state of New Jersey. The client is not responsible for that. They would just give us a call, tell us that they're below a quarter of a tank of oil, and they, you know, need emergency assistance. And then as long as they're approved for the LIHEAP program, we can contact the fuel company and have them go to the home, do the emergency, and then they would send us the bill. And then we pay through the state of New Jersey for them.
Now, you were able to give us an amount on the emergency assistance. Is there an average amount of a benefit for the LIHEAP program?
I think this year we're being seeing a lot of 446 for oil households, $446.
Oh, that's very substantial. That's great. So it really absolutely positively is worth the benefit, worth the application. I know it can be a little unyieldy to fill out all of the different forms that are required, but it certainly is worth it.
Well, it's worth it depending on what the oil prices are. I mean, we were around when the oil prices were between $4 or $5 a gallon, and you know, seniors could afford 50 to 75 gallons of delivery. And if it's a cold winter, that could only really last you about 2 weeks, and then, you know, that's basically what they would, their whole Social Security and plus their pension, or just their Social Security alone, could be spent really only on oil between the months of December to March. So if the application or the recertification forms just seems a little daunting, it's worth it to give us a call, and we can always help you out over the phone to tell you exactly which documents we need and how to fill it out. And plus, we always make sure to reach out to any household to make sure that they do send in the correct documents, especially if they are income qualified. So we never just leave an application alone if they don't do it initially the correct way.
That's very good to know, because it really can be overwhelming to send in the right information the first time and to make sure that you're following all the different rules. And we want to mention, because it is December 4th, and a lot of people are thinking about the holiday season and different ways to celebrate and to give. And certainly there are several ways you can make donations to help ensure that your residents and neighbors and friends are able to take advantage of these benefit programs. You can always make a donation to NorWestCap and just earmark it for the energy program. That is one way. Also, in your utility assistance bills, there are often little fillers, aren't there?
Yes.
Talk about that?
Well, the utility companies themselves sometimes provide some extra assistance for their own customers. Like Elizabethtown Gas has a program called Warm Neighbors. PSE&G, the company themselves, I think they do programs called True or Page. There's also programs out there that we do refer households to that are for anybody who's over income for us, and that's called New Jersey Shares. So there are usually, what the best way do we tell households is, because we don't administer True or Page, we do Warm Neighbors, or the county, Warren County provides some utility or some assistance for what they call basic needs. We do, you know, administer them, but anybody who's over our income guidelines or has a shutoff notice, sometimes the utility company themselves has a program, and they can go onto the utility company's website or call customer service to see if there's anything that they also could receive.
That is great. And one of the benefits, I think, of NorWestCap and similar agencies providing this program is because there are so many other ways that we can help. And what you were talking about earlier about being able to help screen someone and direct them, and if they're not eligible for something, you know, perhaps there's another program. And I know funding is really very sparse right now because it's the end of most of the funding cycles, but Norwescap does have other screening programs and other services to help seniors and low income for emergency basic needs. I don't know if you want to talk about that, even though knowing funding is limited right now, perhaps next year funding will be restored.
I guess you're meaning the Warren Basic Needs Program.
Well, Kara, it's not just the Warren Basic Needs Program. We also have programs and opportunities to help seniors in Sussex County and in Warren. So I guess the point is that individuals should really try to, if they may be eligible, if they're and they're really having a difficult time and can't afford their heating costs, they really should look at the website or just call. And perhaps you can give that number again. That would probably be very helpful.
First, you can initially call us at 908-454-4778. And at the time we don't have funding and you are a senior, we then would refer you to your local county's Office on Aging. Those are really who can initially get you started on the additional types of senior programs. And then the Senior Office on Aging then, of course, refers it back to Norwescap, and then we would most of the time take it from there.
Excellent. And a lot of people know about their ability to call the Office on Aging, and they certainly have a lot of other programs about health and, to help manage care and emergency services. So that's always a good place to start if you're a senior. We do have to take a commercial break here, so please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we're back here in the studio. So happy to have guests with us, if not in person, on the phones, talk about these really important and critical services for our residents here in New Jersey and specifically in the Norwescap serviced territory where we can help and assist with the LIHEAP program. I do want to mention quickly and briefly that it is one of the programs that also does a screening. We talked about the LIHEAP and the USF, and we mentioned the weatherization program. And that is another program that has very similar guidelines. So you could just check that box off on your application and your home would be able to be weatherized. And it would be really a tremendous benefit to save energy on an ongoing basis. There's an energy audit that's done and many other services because we don't want to just fix one thing. We know that many of our clients are just a step away from crisis, and we want to make sure that they thrive. And a way to do that is to make sure all the benefits they're eligible for, they're able to receive, and that we're thinking long-term planning, such as conserving energy rather than just applying for an emergency need. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about any of the programs or services?
Well, about go back onto heating assistance a little bit more about what we can do. So right now, it's more of a focus on our deliverable fuels and households that, you know, that heat their home with oil, propane, or kerosene. So if you know someone who falls under the income guidelines, or they're struggling just a little bit, or even just want to, or even they think are close to the income guidelines, they should always call us for an application or refer someone for an application, because we do have you can receive your regular heating assistance benefit, your two-party check, as well as the additional emergency assistance. So depending on what the oil prices are, it could be a good 150 to 200 gallons addition to your regular heating assistance check. So it is extremely helpful. And after that, we did talk about the moratorium program. And what that means is that from November to March 15th, anybody who heats their home with a utility company should be okay from not getting shut off, as long as they're making some sort of payment or they're following the budget that they're supposed to be on through the utility company, they won't get their services shut off. Now, what happens is after the date of March 15th, the utility companies are allowed by law to come out and shut off homes, to shut off the utilities, gas or electric. So what also that means for us is that we have our additional emergency assistance available for utility companies, similar to it is for the oils. As long as you are a heating assistance recipient, a LIHEAP recipient, that you have either have an application in and you're qualified and we see that you have at least a heating assistance benefit pending, we can help out with monies towards the actual amount of a shutoff notice. Like the oil is up to $450. But of course, if your shutoff amount is less, then we would only assist with the amount that your shutoff notice is for. So I think it's worth it for someone to apply, even if they think that the application is a little difficult or the documents are a lot, or I think our biggest call and concern is that they don't say they like substitutions for documents, what we can accept and what we can't accept.
And it does get easier after the first year, right?
Right. Once they fill out the initial application, the three-page application, then the next year they'll receive a recertification form. So with that, all they need to send in is it's a one-page thing. They just need to sign that, send it in, then they set to send in updated income and updated utility bills. And that's all we need from them, you know. So it's like after the first initial application and all the paperwork, once we receive it, you know, it gets easier, a lot easier to apply.
And I think that's a really important point. Sometimes it seems so overwhelming. We have so many things to do. We don't always know exactly where each copy of something is located. I know the driver's license renewal, the 6 points, I'm thinking to myself, where are my 6 points right now if I had to produce them? And of course, there's more, different things that are necessary for the application. But one of the reasons that these things are necessary, it's not because NorwestCap wants to deny benefits to someone, but we don't have a magic wand, and we can't just look at a energy bill and say, oh, it's in arrears, someone should receive assistance, because there is so much fraud in different eligible programs. You could just look in the paper, and unfortunately, these steps are necessary to ensure that the benefits are going to the people that are eligible. We only have so much money to go around, so we have to make sure that we do an appropriate screening, and that's part of our job as well.
Yeah, I think that us as all the staff members who work for the Heating Assistance Program really look in a application or a recertification form as a way to try to help somebody. So there are some things that we cannot substitute, like we absolutely have to have copies of Social Security cards. There's nothing, you have to be a U.S. citizen in order to actually, that's another requirement, you have to be a U.S. citizen. At least some people of the households have to be U.S. citizens to be eligible to receive benefits. You have to have a heating bill in your name. But other things, you know, we can speak to the client on the phone to see if there is something that we could use, you know, and substitute for Like, you won't have, if you can't get pay stubs, you know, then a letter from the employer, you know, specifically requesting some information, or if there's a lot of issues, domestic violence issues, and, you know, if you have to provide us with some documents, because if the spouse is in the house 1 year and then the spouse is gone, you know, there is some documents that we would require to verify that someone has moved out of the house, you know, to make sure that fraud isn't happening. But, you know, if there is domestic violence issues, then of course we can, you know, take in consideration that, because we are a social program to help, or what else? Basically, like, we've had some strange situations come up.
I really like what you're emphasizing, and that is that there are always workarounds. If we can find a way to work around to meet the eligibility guidelines and help someone get a benefit program, that's the approach that your department takes and NorWestCAP takes to ensure that people are able to get the service rather than find ways to deny people services.
Right.
Yeah, because sometimes things aren't just black and white. There's gray areas everywhere. So we try to look in those gray areas to help people so that they can receive a benefit.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Are there any other final points you want to leave us with? I know I would really appreciate your phone number one more time.
All right, the phone number to contact us for an application or any questions regarding an application is 908-454-4778, and anybody who picks up the phone can help you. Or if you want to go and look over our website at norwestcap.org and just click on the Home Energy Assistance Program link. We also have an application on there that you can download and just some general information.
Excellent. Tracy and Kara, thank you so much for being a guest on Hunt and Hunterdon today and sharing some great information about a critical need. And we will make sure to have the phone number and an email address on the Facebook page tomorrow along with the podcast. Have a great day, and thank you again for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
That was Tracy O'Connor and Kara Case from the NorWestCAP Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program today, talking about a really important basic need. And I really hope that getting to know them a little bit through this last hour provides you an opportunity to understand that when you do apply for a benefit, people are not there to try to deny your benefit, but rather to try to find and extend themselves ways to work with someone that is in need and requires some assistance for such an essential thing. And we know many of our participants who come into the LIHEAP program, NorWestCAP participants, of course, and other agencies as well. It takes a lot to ask for assistance, and it can be very daunting to do that along with the required paperwork, but persevere. Determination, those things will get you through, and a little help from the staff to round out any possible benefit, if it's weatherization, LIHEAP, or the USF program, for the household to stay above the safety net. And that's, we want to move people into a thriving environment. So we'd certainly appreciate their time. They're actually after hours, so it was very nice of them to come on and be a guest here. I do have to catch up on my commercials a little bit. I wanted to try to make sure we got all their information out at once, but I'll finish up my commercials and then I'll be back here in the studio.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back here at Hunt and Hunterdon, just finishing up our hour. I do want to mention that Next week, we have an author coming up on the show to talk a little bit about her work with diversity and helping others to move forward in a very difficult social environment sometimes, an opportunity to bring some unity together. So we'll be promoting that on our Facebook page this coming week. Hope everyone has a great week and thinks about, helping others this week.
For the holidays, I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play my music. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friends. Please. Give me a number, please. Celebrate me home. Play me one more song that I'll always remember. I can recall whenever I find myself too all alone. I can sing me home. Highway, traveling where the westerly winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone, so come on, mama, come on, daddy, be what you owe from me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Your timeless bond with the outdoors should not be replaced with the whims of regulators thousands and thousands of miles away.
Earlier today in Salt Lake City, Utah, President Trump saying it was his duty to reverse federal overreach. The president did that today by signing two proclamations to greatly reduce the size of two national monuments in Utah. President Trump continued by saying decisions about federal land should not be made by bureaucrats in D.C.
Some people think that the natural resources of Utah should be controlled by a small handful of very distant bureaucrats. And guess what? They're wrong.
And a Florida soccer coach accused of running off with a teenage girl is ordered to return to his home state and face charges. This is USA Radio News.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Top Democrats said earlier today they would meet with President Trump later this week to discuss a year-end spending deal, hoping for a productive redo that avoids a government shutdown after they backed out of similar meetings last week. And speaking of that government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says everyone needs to just relax, take a chill pill. We got plenty of time to work this out.
That's a ridiculous position. There is no crisis. The president has given us until